A bolt from the blue, stunning downfall, shock resignation, a seismic moment for Northern politics. And on it went since lunchtime Friday, as journalists tried to capture the impact and drama and the consequences of the announcement that Geoffrey Donaldson's time as leader of the DUP was done. He's out of the party, suspended from the Orange Order and charged in relation to historic sexual offences. Charges, it's understood, he strenuously denies. The DUP deputy leader and East Belfast MP Gavin Robinson has been appointed interim party leader. The Donaldson deal was key to the restoration of power sharing in Northern Ireland nearly 2 months ago. His DUP colleague and Deputy First Minister Emma Little-Pengilly, who was co-opted by Donaldson to replace him as Lagan Valley MLA, said she would do all she could to provide stability, working closely with Gavin Robinson and other colleagues to continue the work of tackling the big issues facing Northern Ireland. That too was the focus of First Minister Sinn Féin's Michelle O'Neill, who said there was no threat to the Stormont institutions. I'm joined from Belfast by the editor of the Belfast newsletter, Ben Lowry. Ben, good afternoon to you. Thank you for joining us.
Good afternoon.
Look, we're both mindful of the legal constraints here in relation to live prosecutions, but what was your own reaction and indeed unionist reaction that you canvassed to the news that came on Friday in relation to Geoffrey Donaldson?
I think the reaction was one of complete shock for everyone. I think everyone was reeling. And I do edit a unionist newspaper, so we have very good connections in unionism. And I hit the phones myself, and my colleagues did. And we phoned some people. And often politicians, senior politicians, don't answer calls, even if they know a journalist well. But there was a very, very marked reluctance to answer the phone. And those who we did speak to, this is on Friday, sorry, those who we did speak to were shocked. And I actually spoke to somebody who had been with Sir Geoffrey in London earlier in the week and had found him in great form. And he was talking, he was very positive about politics and very positive about where things were going in Northern Ireland. I'm no expert in police procedures, but I have talked to policemen and lawyers about this. And part of the reason for a 6 a.m. arrest is to have an element of surprise. Mm. So I think everyone was astonished. And I'm including in that people who are pretty good at knowing what's in the undergrowth, what's rumbling, you know, what might be coming around the corner. So shock is the answer.
I know you've known Geoffrey Donaldson since your own teenage years and his early days in politics in Northern Ireland. And I'm just wondering, you know, in recent weeks, since the restoration of Stormont, since Emma Little-Pengilly's nomination and appointment as Deputy First Minister, how comfortable he has been around that decision that he took to go with that restoration?
Actually, just to slightly correct you, this is probably linked to something I wrote in my column yesterday, where I said that one of my earliest political memories, he's 10 years older than me, is when I was in my beginning, just entering my teens and beginning to get interested in politics, and he was in his early 20s. He was elected to Stormont, and I just, for some reason, I remember it. And for the 25 years since I've been a journalist in Belfast, I was in London before that. I have multiple times, all sorts of things, royal visits, election counts, often bumping into him and got to know him over the years. I wouldn't claim to know him well. I think that in answer to your question about the return of Stormont, I did get the sense, because I had, you know, one or two somewhat fractious, he responded sensitively to questions or some of our coverage in recent weeks. And I deduced from that this was a man under immense political pressure, which he was. I mean, he was under huge pressure from the UK government and everybody else. And he was faced with, I think from a unionist perspective, two very unpalatable outcomes. One, to implement an Irish sea border. And he had claimed that it has gone. It hasn't. And I don't want to spend all day talking about that. Mm. One, essentially to implement a somewhat reformed and somewhat modified border in internal trade with the rest of the UK. Or, if he stayed out, punishment via an increased say for the Republic of Ireland government. That was sort of hinted at more than explicitly threatened. So that's huge pressure. And I think that he was under, really serious pressure. Having said that, Something that I said for weeks, in months indeed, and this is based on me talking to very senior people across the party, I had begun to say that I couldn't see a return to Stormont without a rupture in the DUP. Mm. It was becoming clear in the sort of end of last year that there were two fundamentally different interpretations of even what the party's seven tests for any deal were. And that hasn't happened. So, I mean, yes, there have been Sammy Wilson, MP, Lord Dodds, Lord Morrow, the party chairman. They're scathing about the deal, but they were very careful not to criticize Sir Geoffrey.
Okay.
In summary, it had gone very well for him.
Okay. And a final and brief question, even though it is a big question, really, but the future. We have a new leader, an interim leader in Gavin Robinson in the DUP, Emma Little Pengilly, Deputy First Minister in Stormont. Wherefore now for the DUP?
That's a really good question. Unionism is divided into three parties, and it's not big enough to be divided into three parties. The DUP continues to be top. I think for now there's no immediate threat to Stormont, and the fact that Sammy Wilson has endorsed Gavin Robinson, saying there shouldn't be a contest this side of a general election. I think for now things are stable. I think in the wider picture, I think there almost needs to be some sort of division in unionism. There has to be some unionist opposition. I hope it would be civilized and restrained and well behaved, but there has to be some unionist opposition to something so momentous as an Irish sea border. And I think that that's probably what will happen. There will be the rupture that I was thinking and some sort of realignment, I would have thought, but I
all right.
It's very hard to predict.
We appreciate your time this Sunday. Thank you very much, Ben Lowry, editor of the Belfast Newsletter.